One of the most vulnerable House Democrats in California this year is Representative T.J. Cox. He narrowly defeated Republican incumbent Congressman David Valadao 2 years ago in California's 21st district. KQED's Central Valley correspondent Alex Hall has this report on a rematch between the two candidates.
A cattle auction is set to begin at Overland Stockyard in Hanford, about 40 minutes south of Fresno. Former Republican Congressman David Valadao has pretty high name recognition here. Many people, like walnut farmer Vicki Stanfield, know him personally.
He's local, Hanford. Kids went to Hanford High.
Democrat T.J. Cox unseated Valadao by less than 1,000 votes in 2018. Now they're facing off again. Constituent Durbin Pedro works in the dairy industry. He thinks Cox has done an okay job. But
for the agriculture issues, I think he's fallen a little short.
His issue? Water.
For this part of the valley, we need somebody who's more aggressive to get more water for our farmers.
This is a rare swing district in California, with all or parts of Fresno, Kings, Kern, and Tulare counties. 4 years ago, voters here re-elected Valadao, but also voted for Democrat Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. In Huron, a farm worker community in the district, almost everyone who lives here is Latino, including Luis Enrique Gutierrez. He works at a furniture store that now sells toilet paper and hand sanitizer to stay open as an essential business. He says he'll vote for T.J. Cox because he's a Democrat, unlike Valadao, a Republican who supports Trump. Gutierrez says most voters here don't like President Trump because of what he has said about Mexican immigrants. Because Republicans represent Trump, we will always be against Republicans, he says. In campaign ads, Valadao has portrayed himself as almost nonpartisan.
David Valadao is different. An independent problem solver, he worked with President Obama to bring more water to the Central Valley.
Unlike 2 years ago, when Valadao distanced himself from Trump, this time...
You also have somebody here who's another warrior.
When Trump was in Bakersfield in February to talk about bringing more water to farmers, he called Valadao up on stage to join him.
All his life, and he's running for the 21st Congressional District, David Valadao.
He's kind of between a rock and a hard place.
Tom Holyoke is a Fresno State political science professor.
He needs to keep his base in that district, you know, the hardcore Republicans and Trump supporters, but then he also needs to capture some Democratic voters.
Paul Mitchell of Political Data, a bipartisan voter information company, says Democratic registration went up in the 21st district ahead of this year's primary. But that doesn't guarantee Cox will win again.
There are people who are Democratic because of maybe they're a union member. Maybe they just have always been Democratic. But being Democratic doesn't mean that you're for AOC and the Green New Deal when you're living in the Central Valley.
Both Cox and Valadao have been embroiled in personal financial controversies. But in a year when voters are focused on the pandemic and the presidential election, it may just come down to who ends up voting. In Fresno, I'm Alex Hall.
This story was produced in collaboration with the California Newsroom. You'll find more election coverage at norcalpublicmedia.org/election2020.